This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our visit today, let's do a fact-finding study of John 17 by answering these questions: who, what, when, where, why, and how. Who? Jesus is praying to the Father with the disciples present. What? Identifies what he is praying about. He prays for himself, then for his disciples and those who would believe in the future. Note in verse 9, he is not praying for the world. As he finishes his mission on earth, he asks the Father to glorify him. Then he prays that his disciples would have the full measure of his joy within them. Be protected from the evil one while remaining in the world. Be sanctified to carry on his mission, and that all who would become believers in the future would be unified in relationship with each other and ultimately spend eternity with Jesus Christ. The context answers when and where. The prayer was uttered either in the upper room or on their way to the Garden of Gethsemane. Why did he pray? To finish his preparation for the grand climax of his mission and encourage and comfort his disciples as they faced the most shattering days of their lives. How opens the door to the imagination. As he prayed for himself, he seemed excited about returning to his rightful exalted position in heaven. When he prayed for his disciples' needs, he knew what they would face in the future. Only the Father could keep them and use them effectively. Jesus wanted them to experience what he knew, and he wants the same for you today. Reflect on this prayer often. And if you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.